The howling wind drives the steep waves toward the boat. A huge swell hits. White spray cannons over the bow. The hull shudders from the impact. Ice-cold water sluices across the deck. Panic writhes like a live current inside him. He's sailed through summer storms before, though none as fierce as this. Think, think, he commands himself, marshaling his fear. Reduce the sail. He pulls a jackknife from his pocket and saws through the rope, securing the jib. The sail lets go. It flutters and snaps like a wild thing in the blustering storm. Another wave crests over the bow, washing away the lingering traces of blood. The boat shudders. Chest heaving, he sheathes the knife and drops to his hands and knees, while all around him the wind howls, the relentless waves roar. Lower the mainsail. He inches along the deck until he reaches the base of the mast and arches up to lower the sail. The wind snakes across the waves and catches hold of the boom. It jibes with brutal force and slams into his shoulder in a blinding flash of pain. He sprawls to the deck. The scream of the splitting metal hinge sounds as the gooseneck rips free. The boom flails above. He's lost control. The deck tilts and he's sliding, careening toward the edge. He screams. His hands scrabble desperately, searching for something to grab onto, to stop himself from plunging over the side into the churning black sea. His fingers graze a rope, and he grabs hold. Hand over hand, he hauls himself up the deck, muscles straining as the next wave hits. The storm is intensifying. He needs to get below deck. The boat pitches, and he loses his footing as he scrambles toward the cabin's opening. He grabs hold of the ladder and climbs down into the darkness below. The water is already thigh deep, as heavy as wet cement as he struggles toward the red light. The radio. Teeth chattering, he drives his legs forward. Stumbling, reaching, gasping until he makes it. He tears the microphone from its perch, thumbs the button. He screams out the words in a torrent of panic, hoping somebody will hear. Mayday, 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 this is the Dreamcatcher. We're 3 miles east of Deception Bay. We are sinking. Repeat, we are sinking. One on board, one overboard. Over. One overboard. Scott. He can't think about that now. Dropping the radio, he lunges forward and falls to his knees. Hands scrabbling across the floor, he searches for the seacock located on the hull. His shaking fingers clutch the lever. It's stuck. He clenches his teeth and tries twisting it again, harder, heart booming. The boat must sink. It's his only hope.